we just got help from the Red Cross in the last couple of weeks with the shooting we had, and they were providing food and some comfort items to the people that were involved in that issue. And also now we've got the hurricane in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas, and over the last couple of days they've been working on housing people, feeding people, and making sure they were comforted, and that will continue until the need goes away. Right now, for instance, they've fed about 42,000 meals in those three states, and they've housed about 4,200 people, and that's a tremendous cost that they're undertaking. The estimate's about $10 million for the Red Cross to take care of all those people, and they've just gone through the last couple of years with a tremendous number of tornadoes and the wildfires and all this stuff, so we really need people to help us in the worst way right now. And that can be done by calling 800-733-2767, or there's a Red Cross internet site, obviously. It's redcross.org, and get on there. And also, there's a Red Cross, you can text Red Cross to 90999 to make a $10 donation on your cell phone. So there's lots of ways you can help. They help us when we need here. We have a need here from people come from all over the country to help us, and they don't mind helping wherever the issue is. So we need to help them, and this is the best thing we can do is to donate right now. I think they have plenty of volunteers, but when they need some more cash.
I was going to ask you if there were any Red Cross volunteers from our area that have been assisting.
Yes, there are. It seems like I've seen that number. I think there's about 10 or so that have gone out from here. But they're drawing mostly from that area over there, like in Louisiana and Mississippi and Arkansas. That's where most of them are coming from. But if there's more needed, they'll come from here.
Are you aware if any who were displaced from the hurricane have made it this direction?
No. As a matter of fact, I think the evacuation cycle has changed so that they go straight to Dallas, because we were looking at putting up some animals at the Bryan Animal Shelter, and Hugh Walker said that they were taking them straight to Dallas. We're out of that cycle now. So, but if there's any overflow, we're prepared to open some shelters and do things of that nature.
Have I missed anything?
The main thing is there's a lot of work being going on, and we need support for that. So, and when there's not a hurricane going on, the Red Cross helps us when people have home fires. They put them up and feed them for several days and provide them clothing if necessary. So they're always working on some kind of issue besides the military that we work on too.